Ask Ryan and Bart how to do that. How to choose things. How to react. Two real smart guys will tell you how to do that. How to do that podcast show.
All right, everybody. Welcome to How to Do That. This is episode number 25, coming at you from the Common Interest in Austin, Texas. I'm Ryan Glanzer, and alongside me, as always, Mr. Bart Kristoff.
Hello, everybody.
And we've got a couple of very special guests with us today, Lulu and Jenny.
Thank you for having
Hello.
Us, man.
And both veterans of the show, of course. Lulu was on recently talking about karaoke and shopping.
Changing in her car.
Changing in her car again, very unsafely, doing it at stoplights, Lulu. And
no shame in that game.
We all have our ways. And Jenny was on a past episode talking about dating, I think, right?
Yes.
How to date. Gave us some world-class advice.
Yes, absolutely.
And this is the first time we've had them on the show together, and they are both wearing pink hoodies.
We had to sit between them.
Separate the pink.
Yeah. That's what they say.
Two guys wearing black and red, separated by two girls with pink hoodies. It's weird.
It's so weird.
And beard.
You would have to see it, I guess.
Yeah, you'd have to see it. Anyway,
before we get going with today's episode, Bart, why don't you tell us about our sponsor, Be Social Austin?
Yeah, so our sponsor is Be Social Austin, which is besocialaustin.com. And Be Social Austin, we are also proud to announce, which we kind of announced last week, but we'll keep announcing it because every week we need to tell people this. Is that we are also the hosts of that podcast as well.
Yes, we were, because of our good work here, the good folks at Be Social Austin asked us to host that one, which we
reluctantly decided to take.
We don't get paid.
Nope. We
but,
don't get paid.
We get the glory.
We get the glory, and we have to be clean on that.
Yeah.
So yes, besocialaustin.com, check them out. They have a karaoke league that is starting at the Common Interest on May 24th.
Ooh.
And so you can sign up now as an individual or a team. And Mr. Ryan Glanzer has participated in this before, a very similar league.
I can attest, you don't need to be a great singer. I am, but you don't have to be.
Yes, as long as you can put together a performance of some type. You can be a comedy person, you can be a costume person. You could just sit naked in the corner.
You can do it for shock value.
To clarify, you can't be naked. You might get arrested.
Yes, probably not. You probably can't actually be naked.
But your other teams would grade you well.
You could wear a naked bodysuit.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be funny.
Anyways. So, yeah, check it out. Hope you join the league.
So, as usual, to start our podcast, we are doing a shot. And
yeah.
This time, we actually have Miss Lulu and Miss Jenny participating. And so,
all right,
well, I think theirs look bigger than ours. I don't know.
That's what she said.
And if you could hear during our small silence while we were doing the shot, there are some pretty terrible karaoke singers next to us in the room.
Yeah, I hope that bass doesn't make its way over here into your podcast, but what can be done?
We'll
we're
just
not sound
have
engine.
To talk louder.
Yeah.
It adds to the ambiance.
That's right.
I was wondering where you were going to go with.
I know, I was going to say charisma, but I'm like, that doesn't make any sense.
Not much.
60% of the time, it makes sense every time.
Beautiful.
So, this week we're doing, because last week we did How to Do the Past, which we relived on the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, well, our generation, essentially, because most of the people who listen to this currently are in, sort of, our generation. If they aren't, they probably had something from one of those
decades. They can still take away some of the principles that we talked about and apply it to their decades.
Yeah.
Principles, that's the point.
Like physics. They're the principles of your past. The principles of
just
past.
Stop.
So how to do the present.
And this one's going to get deep, you guys. I hope you have some
that's
waiters.
What she said.
Waiters?
Waiters, as you get deep.
Oh, dang it, Lulu, you and your silliness, I tell you.
I've never heard of waiters
I tell you
before,
but you fit, like you do fishing,
yeah,
like fly fishing, man.
Flotation device.
We have to remember that Lulu is from Wisconsin.
That's right.
Where they probably actually use waders.
Absolutely.
From the great Midwest.
Yeah.
Well, we all are.
Yes, yeah. But I didn't use waiters.
No.
Did you?
I never heard of the term.
No.
The only waiters I know of were at the banquets that I was so frequently invited to.
Or the bars or the restaurants.
I'm just kidding. There were no banquets.
Oh, my God. Like your bowling banquet or
there
like...
Was never, like what there was you... not a single banquet that I was ever invited to. Did you ever go to a banquet, Mr. Glancy?
Of course.
Name it. What was the banquet for? The last banquet you went to.
I mean, they called it an alumni banquet when I would go back to my all-school reunion.
I thought you had that every year. Isn't that what you talked about
last
week?
Yeah, they have it every year. I don't go back every year.
Oh.
But I have it every year.
Did you wear waders?
Yeah. No. No, we didn't. What? What's going on? Lulu doesn't like being made fun of here. Let's drop it.
All right, so here's the first question, and we're going to ask this to the entire panel here. I am not going to answer. I'm going to let you three answer. How to truly live in the moment. What do you do, how do you live in the moment?
I have an answer, and this is something that really frustrates me with people that I see at restaurants or out at bars or wherever. People who don't put down their cell phones. Their face is constantly looking at what everybody else is doing or what the news was that day or whatever. Whatever you're looking at is not more important than the people that you're with, because you should be creating memories with those people. And that really frustrates me, and I'm constantly telling people to please put away your cell phone.
I'm sorry, what were you saying? I was on my Snapchat.
No, I think that's a good point. I think that's a really good tip, actually. That was better than anything I had.
I think, like, recognizing how much you are using technology and then being able to shut that technology down, like, turn the TV off, turn your cell phone down, put it on silent, whatever, and, like, actually be in the moment and talk with somebody and, like, actually listen to them and not just, like, passively listening while you're texting or playing games on your phone, which all of us are, you know.
Very guilty.
Guilty.
But I will say that I know that Miss Lulu, right now, how to truly live in the moment, but you are constantly getting notifications about these cash show games that are live. how do you...
Are we promoting them right now?
No, I'm not even saying their name.
Yeah,
I kind of did. but my thing is, how do you avoid... Are you too attracted to that? Are you able to stop yourself from going into that?
I think there's a difference in looking at notifications and constantly, like, searching on for what other people are doing or, like, you know...
So if you're on a trip, you're not going to... You're saying... Stop documenting the trip and just enjoy the trip, maybe, to some extent.
What about concerts?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've learned recently to, like, I now hardly record anything on my phones because think about it. When do you actually replay that? Where do you actually put it? Like, when would you actually use that? Instead of, like, being so focused on getting the perfect picture or the perfect video, like, why don't you just, like, take it all in? Because that's what's going to mean the most, and that's what's going to be the most impactful, and, like, just, like, live in that moment and, like, take that in, and that's what's going to give you chills. Like, that's what's going to be, like, deep.
For sure.
I will say, though, as much as I do say put away your cell phone, I'm totally that person that, like, when my song comes on, I at least want, like, a 6-second clip of, like,
But you're that person on Snapchat that everybody's like, skip, 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 skip.
Yes.
All you're trying to get to is, like, you want to see the picture of them at the place or, like, hanging out with their friends. You do not want to see the band doing the terrible recording you're hearing from that cell phone.
True.
Where you're like, oh, okay, yeah, it's their song.
But I will say, like, the one trip that I love, it was documented from other cell phones, but, like, I went to New York City for the first time in my life, and I forgot my cell phone. It was, like, crazy. But, like, I remember so many, like, details about that trip that I would have otherwise probably been, like, focused more on... you know, trying to document everything than actually, like, living it and, like, remembering it from my head and not my cell phone, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Yeah, that's my biggest.
So something that we talked about in the last episode, which you two weren't here for, is correct. That so right now we're both 35. Okay. So
old balls. Hashtag old balls.
Yeah. Well so and that's weird because we were talking about 80s, 90s, 2000s, right? So like let's say we went back 20 years when we were 15. Just 20 years. We were both 15, 20 years.
Oh my gosh.
Ago. So we're sitting there going, okay, these are the things we remember from when we were 15, right? But think about retirement age. So we're 35. If we're going to retire at 65, quote unquote, that's like the retirement age. That's 30 years from now. So at 65, if you go back 20 years, that's 45. We haven't even got there yet. We're 10 years away from even getting there. So trying to remember stuff from when... So I get part of the... trying to document some of it because you're like, I'm not going to remember... When I'm 65, 40 years ago, what happened, right? When I was 25. I'm not going to remember when I'm 65, probably even 30 years ago, what happened at 35, our age now. But there is a good balance.
Absolutely.
I think that too, but I also think that, like, there's, like, okay, if you can be like, oh, well, look, I documented all of this. Like, this is great, like, of what I did 20, 30, 40 years ago. But what does that matter if you weren't in the moment and actually enjoying it instead of you were worried about documenting it because you were there? Like, unless it's like the assassination or like some big moment like that you happen to catch on camera, like who cares if you weren't actually like present and like actually like letting it sink in and like really, really like truly enjoying yourself, then like who cares if you documented it?
I have to say one, like I'll make this quick. I guess I'm talking more about, like, I love looking back at my pictures and being like, I have some really hilarious videos of, like, my friends doing really funny things that I will enjoy forever. Like, they will always make me laugh. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about I'm sitting at dinner and I'm talking to the person I'm with and I look over and the couple next to me are both on their cell phones and I can see they're scrolling through Facebook. Mm. There's a huge difference in documenting what you're doing and enjoying.
Hey, let's not bash Facebook now. Their stock went up during the during this. See, what was that? The what do you call that? The investigate?
The questioning. Yeah.
The Senate hearing.
There's a huge difference. I'm saying in looking through your phone, avoiding conversation, avoiding actually like engaging with other people, than just like saying I'm having a really good time and I want to remember this, so I'm going to take a picture of like who's here and what we're doing and. Even the food.
There's a good balance. Yes. Is what we're saying.
So like that kind of brings me back to that point when Ryan or
Barnes.
When somebody had brought up about the like worrying about being on apps and stuff, like Lulu had been on the app and worrying about being that, like including the other person that you're with into that, like we had done earlier. We were playing a little like app game on her phone earlier. And we were both involved.
What were you two doing without us?
We were winning that money. Trying to. And, like, there's a difference between that and that, or just, like, solely being on your phone, like, scrolling through Facebook, like she said. Like,
yeah, you're right.
If you include the other person, or if you're like, oh, I wonder what, like, this word means, or, like, oh, like, I wonder what this place is or where it's at, or, like, if it's part of the conversation, you're looking something up to, like, further the conversation... then that's way, way different than, like, being a little loner over there scrolling through your Facebook because you're bored.
Well, let me add one thing, yeah, to that. I would say on a daily basis, there are some days where I'll wake up and I'll be, like, really upset about having to go to work or whatever I have to do that day. But I'll think back. Many times I'll be like, man, I wish I could go relive, like, just one day from, like, 2002 or something. There'll be a day that comes up many years from now. I'll be like, man, I wish I could go back and live one day in, like, 2018.
So
yeah. And now it's like, okay, I should try to make today memorable.
Do you know that because you know that, or do you know that because Facebook reminds you?
Because I know that.
Oh. No, I'm asking because today I had a reminder from
I know
Facebook.
That I'll one day want to, like, wish I could relive a day from 2018 for one reason or another. Oh, I wish I could go back to my kid was just 3, you know?
Oh.
So I think about it in that terms, like, I should really try to soak it all
in. Oh, and that's kind of going into your next question here. How to be happiest on a day-to-day.
On a day-to-day basis. Well, yeah. That's a tough one. Yeah, I don't know.
But that happened to me today. The Facebook reminded me of a moment 4 years ago. And I started to tear up. I was like, oh,
holy
shit.
That was what happened 4 years ago.
4 years ago, I was working at a company, a startup here in Austin, and our CEO was making waffles for everyone and mimosas on a Friday. And so I got this, and we had obviously been sold, you know, it was 5 years ago. 5 years ago, sorry. We had been sold 2 years later to a company in California. So I, you know, started working from them. So I saw this and I messaged it to my old CEO and said, oh my God, do you remember this day? And he replied and he goes, making me hungry for waffles. But it was just that seeing that reminder of this happened 5 years ago today, it was like, or four or whatever it was. I'm like, man, I miss that day. That was a great day. Like, we were just in our office. He was making waffles, giving us mimosas, and we were hanging out at our desk. I don't have that anymore. You know, it's not the same.
You know what? I bet someone would make that happen. Ryan, you're going to make him waffles? Whoa, wait.
Sure, sure.
I mean, I personally brought my mini waffle maker to work one day and made all of my coworkers waffles for breakfast. I brought the little...
You're a thoughtful person.
Well, I don't know where you were, but...
Oh, are you saying you two know each other? Do you work at the same facility?
We may.
Oh, wow. That sounds like they do.
But I think, like, almost getting back to that, like, is the happiest day today is, I think, realizing what you have. I feel like the people who sometimes have nothing, who live in third world, dirty countries, like, who have to, like, go in every day, go and get clean water to drink, those are sometimes the happiest people that you will ever meet, the most thankful, the most, like, live day-to-day happiness, because they just take, they're so grateful for what they do have. Where we are so, like, lucky to live in a country where we have, like, freedom of speech and that we have, like, clean water and, like, food and don't have to worry about those things, like, that we have good jobs and income that's going to provide those things for us where a lot of people don't. But just remembering, like, the things that we actually do have instead of, like, what we would want. You know, everyone wants more, wants this, like, but, like, taking in what
you talking
really
about me
have.
And my three storage units full of crap?
I mean, it could be amazing.
I will say we're probably a little spoiled as far as that goes.
Well, sure, yeah. Sure.
I guess that is true, just not, like, thinking about what things you have, but, like, how you've been blessed in, like, other ways.
And that goes into the next question, because it's how to decide what things are worth stressing over.
I stress over the outcomes of sports events to the maximum. Like, my team has lost 5 games in a row, so I've been upset kind of with an undertone
for
5 straight days.
You're wearing your team's
hat. Are we talking about the Twins?
My favorite team, the Minnesota
Twins.
And
you spun that hat around while we were...
Oh jeez, I'm just fidgeting with this pen so badly it just exploded.
Hey, are you upset about the Twins?
What are you stressing about?
I choose to stress on that like you wouldn't believe. And I wish I could. I wish I could not stress about that. That'd be really fun if I could figure out a way.
Did you just break a pen?
I did. Thank you, Jenny, for helping me pick this up here.
Where's
the rest of it? It would be really fun if I could figure out a way not to stress about that, because then I think my life quality would go up immensely. But on the days where they win, I'm in such a good mood.
Hold on. You're saying your life quality is driven down because you're stressing over the Minnesota Twins?
Yes.
I wonder maybe if you didn't watch the games, if you'd be happier.
I can't not.
You subscribe to MLB, don't you?
I wish I could not watch them and not care. But when they win, I'm ecstatic. You would. There's nobody you would rather be around the day after a Twins win.
I have an idea for you.
Please, sure.
Maybe on the days that you should come up with a plan for the days that they lose, that there's some sort of activity that you do every time they lose that will brighten your spirit. So like whether it's taking like a bubble bath and that makes you look really happy, or like
definitely a manly thing to do.
Let's just put this in perspective. Ryan Glanzer is 6 foot, like, what are you?
20.
I can fit in a bathtub if I
scrunch up. What kind of bathtub?
If I scrunch up my legs, I can
he
get
means
in.
The
a
big
hot
and
tub.
Tall bathtub?
Yeah.
Do they make a big and tall bath bomb?
Let's not digress. Let's not digress.
Oh my gosh, we have been blowing up these mics.
All right. like some sort of activity that you could do on the days they lose. You just have to come up with it. And I think maybe that's what other people need to do. They need to find a way to handle their stress because you're never going to not have stress.
But let's be clear. I feel like that's also how people become alcoholics.
Taking baths.
No, because they have to
Like, oh, we lost. I'm going to do 20 shots.
My teeth. Do you think you jerk off like when you lose?
Oh my goodness.
I could, but...
It always goes back to something phallic in nature.
I guess maybe you're going to have to get your wife or your wife in this and say, you know, like, well, honey, every time they lose, you know, we're going to have our little special time in the bedroom.
I'll be rooting for them to lose then.
Exactly. Reducing your stress.
Damn it, they won.
There you go.
I don't think anybody's agreeing to that with me now.
Yeah, but you would still, I feel like you would still be excited if they won.
Yeah, why I would. That's why if I were a betting man, and I am, I would bet against them. I have a bet against them tonight. So I really did.
Wait, what?
I bet on the Yankees to win by at least 5 tonight.
That's not a true fan.
What's that called? He's hedging his bets. He really wants his
team
to win.
No, why would you do that?
Because if they
lose...
You're
making yourself more stressed.
If they lose, at least I'll have something to cheer for.
That's called jinxing your team. Anyone who believes in superstitions and
things
like that.
What are you looking up? Stop.
I feel like my life tends to obsess around meals and food. I'm just a very food-oriented person. I love food. I'm probably a food addict.
Me too.
Like, I just so... like. When I talk about like becoming healthier, I just choosing a healthier option, that even just a little bit healthier, less carbs or more vegetables or something like that, just in like even a snack or breakfast or something is like a huge step for me, you know?
I agree.
And so, yeah, I don't know.
I think a healthier thing would be... going along with just finding a way to get rid of your stresses. So whether or not it's going to the gym or writing in a journal, reading a book, petting your dog. petting my dog.
Petting your log?
No, Bart.
Lulu tends to pet her dog a lot.
I love my dog so much. Anytime I'm with her, I
Is
feel
this code?
No stress.
For something?
Oh,
yes.
Good Lord.
Of course it is.
Mm-hmm.
Bart Kreskov,
that's what I'm
get
reading.
Your mind off the weird gutter you're in.
Oh, sorry. What do you think? What's your thing, Lanzer?
I heard he said he goes to the gym.
Yeah, I go
well,
to the...
Well, I know you go to the gym on a day-to-day basis.
I will make a point to either... My days are kind of all or nothing. Like, if I go to the gym, I'm like, well, I can't negate my gym activity by eating something unhealthy. So I also eat healthy that day. So I have a really good day. Or if I don't go to the gym, then I kind of just forget about my diet. And I have a really bad day.
See, I feel like I'm the exact opposite. I am like, oh, I went to the gym today. I can have the 3 donuts I want. Yes. Like, I can.
Oh, my gosh.
Pardon that interruption from Bart.
There's a toss of the beer in the trash.
Maybe we should move on since he's getting a little violent.
No. all right, so we went through that. So how to have a good work-life balance, because you, Mr. Glanzer, go to the gym on your lunch breaks, right?
Always, yeah. That's a good way to do that.
That probably helps you disconnect from work
Yeah, it breaks up the day really, really nicely. Yeah.
It really like allows you to... disconnect into like, even if you are having a really stressful morning, to be like, all right, I'm gonna go sweat this out, and then you can almost come back like refreshed and just like a new person almost, because you've gotten so much stress out just by doing that.
The past few, well, it was really only 2 days, but I went for a walk over lunch, and it was like so nice to be outside. You got that vitamin D.
Yeah.
Okay, this is kind of not what we're talking about, though. Like, the work-life balance is, like, I'm saying that I'm not going to ever take a job that I can't be home more than I'm at work. Mm-hmm. Like, I need to be at a job where, like, I don't work to... No, I work to live. I don't live to work. Like, that's important to me, and I've always felt that way. My family and my home time is so important to me. Like, I will not take a job where I'm not... just work or living to work.
No, I agree with you.
Obviously, work to live.
in 12 and a half years of working at an office, I've stayed past 5 o'clock maybe five times. Yeah. Like when 4:59 and 59 seconds hit, I am gone. I've left in the middle of meetings before, just walked out. Like, I will come in as early as you want, but 5 o'clock hits, I have another life. I am not going to sit in this office. I'm not going to make that my life. So I agree with you on that. Yeah.
And it honestly, if I stay late, my blood pressure is like stroke level. Like, I'm ready to
Yeah.
Because I'm like, this is not the life that I wanted. Yeah. Not the life I signed up for. So
I think also being able to disconnect from work when you are at home and in your outside life, because that's really going to be able to keep you from like something that's going on and stressing you out at work, and bringing that home and adding that stress to yourself or to your significant other, to your family, adding that stress and being able to just like let that go and stay at work, or let your life at home, whatever stress is going on there, be able to separate that from your work while you go to work. You know, I think that's also very helpful.
Of course.
As well, because that's going to be just really important in keeping your stress level down, and also just being able to be healthier. And not to go back to the other question, but that was one thing I did want to mention, was on something how to be healthier in day to day is also just being able to de-stress. Because everyone can say like, oh, exercise and eating and diet is going to make you healthier. But stress is such an important factor in being healthy, because when you're stressed, you're going to eat or not eat, and you're going to take that out on that. And so being able to get rid of that stress in your life is going to be able to like make you healthier on a day-to-day basis. Finding a way to release your stress.
Yeah. Good point. Bart, anything to add to Jenny's stress comment? Balance?
Oh, yeah, I would say the biggest thing is, you know, work hard, play hard.
Oh my goodness.
That's all I got to say. What do you want?
Totally your life, though.
What do you want me to say about that? Come on, you gotta do. Okay, you do enough to work so that you can have the fun things happen in life. And I think, like, here's a lesson I take from this, because I'm probably not as good at this, but I had these guys that I owned a house, and I had these guys come and do my lawn care.
Mm-hmm.
And they would come, and they would take 20 minutes out of the day, do my lawn care, and they did probably like 20 homes a day. So 20 minutes a day times 20 homes, whatever that is, 400 minutes, I don't know. It's not a few hours, whatever. So they would do that, and I said, why do you guys do this? And they go, it's for our fun money. And I said, well, what's the fun money for? And they go, so we can go out drinking, so we can go to ball games, so we can go to do this, that, and the other. And I'm like, that makes sense. So I think if you have like a hobby that you're into, something you're doing, and it costs you money, if you can somehow make that up in your work time, even if it's extra work doing Uber or Lyft, whatever, you should do that.
But I also think, I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead, Lulu, please. Oh,
well,
Lulu.
Well, I was going to say, I also think that that probably helped you a lot too, because it was like maybe what, I don't know, $20 a week, $20 whatever. But the amount of stress that it would have put you on, like, now I have to go home from work and I have to mow my lawn.
Exactly.
But instead, I can just pay this person who actually enjoys doing this
$20. I don't know that they enjoyed it. I just know that they wanted to do it to get...
Excuse me, they enjoyed Sorry.
I mean, it's the one thing that they probably enjoyed doing that... was easier for them, you know, like...
Because it's for something that, you know, it's going towards something besides bills. You know it's going to something that you are going to eventually enjoy, whether it be a vacation or going out for drinks or a cool,
yeah, like, there were bars dinner. I would go to on the weekend, even in Columbus when I used to live there, and the guys there would be like, hey, I make my money on the weekends doing bartending, but I have fun doing it. Like, this is my fun time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there were people that I knew that I would even go into Lowe's, and I'd be checking out at Lowe's, and I'd be like, oh, you chat with them, and they're like, oh, this is my fun money. I just hang out here from 7 at night to 9 at night checking out people, and I'm good. Like, this is fun for me or whatever.
Yeah.
So if you can find that side, like, if you need to do a side gig, and you find a side gig that makes you good money and it's fun, then you should do that.
But I will add, I had a side gig for, in like all of 2016. Thanks very much for hooking me up with that, by the way. But it took up so much of my time. It took up, it was actually more work than my full-time job. And it wasn't even close. Like, it was probably 40 hours a week of that.
Why are you thanking me then?
Because it was a lot of extra money. But
but was it worth it at the time?
Ah, man. And I, looking back on it, I was so stressed. I would get home from work, make dinner, put the kid to bed, and I was back on my computer until like 1 a.m. every single night.
See, and that...
And that degraded my quality of life by a long ways. But I got some really fun things out of it. Like, we traveled to Germany on that money and things like that. Right. But I don't know. It was, there's a fine line, and I think I crossed it.
All right, so we gotta jump into these ones real quick here. So yeah. Let's do a rapid fire. You ready for rapid fire?
Oh, yeah.
Boo, boo, rapid fire. All right, here we go. All right, how to be happy at your job.
Except one-liner. Accept the things you can't change.
Okay, go.
Make time for fun, ha, ha, ha. I don't know.
Oh, my God, that was terrible. Lulu, go.
Just going with a positive attitude every day until someone fucks it up for you.
Oh!
I'm kidding.
Damn. All right. For me,
I really enjoy my job.
How to be happy at your job is you come up with your own mini games. All right.
What?
I think we need to come back to that later. Yeah. But
all right. Not now. Yeah. What are some of the things you want to make sure to do now before it's over, like current bands, athletes, places to visit? Like, ooh. Recently we've had, well, I don't know if you... I bought tickets to Huey Lewis in the News, and now he's deaf, and he's not performing. He cancels the show.
That's why they canceled?
Yes.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, Huey Lewis is deaf.
Okay.
So, how do you... Go. Jenny.
Okay, I think one thing to do now is realize your age. I think a lot of people save money up for the future and, like, save all this money to travel later. To when you retire, you're gonna do this later. But sorry.
No,
but,
this is good. This is good.
But I think it's like, realize the balance. You're only young once, and you're only gonna be able to walk around this much. Like, I mean, for miles once. Like, and I mean, not just once, but for a short period of time in your life. So realize that, and like, do the things. Like, splurge a little. Live in a little bit of debt for a while. To go and travel and do the things that you can do while you're young and still have like the physical health and ability to go do, like, splurge a little bit.
I think that's a big thing for the like previous generation.
Yes.
They were saving, thinking they would do all these things in their retirement and then come to realize that, like,
they're not healthy enough.
There was never a right time. Yeah. There was never a good time when they
But
got
we're also
older.
Not saying be like the millennials where you just go, ah!
But I think there's, like, that time where you're, like, I just know, like, so many times where I had this one friend and they would always be going on trips and traveling and stuff. And then, like, they would plan these trips with, like, friends. And I would be like, oh, it's kind of expensive. I don't know. And I'd be like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going. Because... You can only do... You always say, like, oh, no, I'll do that next year. I'll do it, like, I'll save up
like
for that.
Like Machu Picchu.
But do it. Like, I mean...
Do you want to do Machu Picchu, Ryan?
You only... Perhaps. Like, you only get certain opportunities at certain times in your life. So...
Jenny, do you want to do Machu Picchu?
I don't even know what that is, to be honest.
Oh, my God.
Is that in Peru?
It's okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like that... 14-day hike
it's a no.
It
I
actually
don't.
Sounds
You're like, I don't want to do it.
It's a Viking, no. I will be sitting on the beach.
Lulu, you want to do Machu Picchu? No? All right. Nobody wants to. I'll
Can
do
someone
it.
Drop me from a plane?
All right. What about you, Glanzer? Because I mean, obviously, you put athletes here, and I know that's what you're going to talk about.
No, I was actually going to say, like, for me, like, I've never seen Weezer.
They're coming.
We're going. We bought tickets.
Did you? When?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Like, oh, my gosh.
I've had, like, 40 opportunities to see them, and something always comes up. Like, every single time I've had an opportunity to see them, there's been something else on the calendar.
June 30th. We're going.
Okay.
Give me the five.
Oh, okay.
This is a prime example of when you just, I think, saying, you know, there was, okay, this is completely off the point, really quick. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Erica Jane, she... said on her last few episodes, she's like, I have learned to say yes to everything. She's a performer and she does performances and sings and is very talented. And she in the past like year or two, she's had so many opportunities and she has said yes to everything. Mm. And she has not lived more than she ever has now because she has said yes to everything. She's won't turn down things and it, like, has broadened her horizons and just like given
yes,
her.
Man.
Yeah, I mean, but
have you seen the movie Yes Man?
Yes,
that's the whole thing. He has to say yes,
but it's in like such a great, like, positive way. It's like, you know what? You always think, like I said, like, there's gonna be, oh, there will be another time, there'll be another trip, we'll go again, or there'll be another opportunity, but maybe there's not, you know.
And on a smaller scale than that, I'm like, my favorite show right now is Grace and Frankie, which, if you haven't seen it on Netflix, it is bomb. I mean, they are like, it's Jane Fonda and whatever her name is. I can't remember what her name is. But anyway, they literally just have nights where they go out together and they're called Say Yes Nights. And they just say, like, it doesn't matter what the one person suggests, they're like, you have to say yes to it. And that's like their whole night, which can get a little dangerous, yes. But I feel like it's also a really cool thing to, like, just experience new things because all of your friends have different personalities than you. Like, my friend Jenny would go up and dance on a bar, but I wouldn't. But, like, on a Say Yes
and
night.
And I was even sober.
But on a Say Yes night, maybe I would have to. Or something, you know, like, that's a stupid example. But, like, you know what I mean? Just on a smaller scale, because Erica Jane is clearly capable of traveling to, like, any country at any point, anytime she wants to. But, like, I'm talking
right.
on a smaller scale, like, just be more like, yes, I will do that.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So what do you do now to avoid having regrets?
Did I say regrets?
No.
No, I'm kidding.
Later
no,
in
don't
life.
Don't get a tattoo that
later
says no regrets.
Later in life.
It's exactly that. If you have an opportunity that comes up, you've got to take advantage of it, right?
Any of you have regrets?
I think, honestly, what to do now to avoid having regrets, I think, is more just like learning to not live with regrets. Because I think when you look back and you start to dwell on things that you regret, it becomes so much more negative. But instead, turn that around and be like, you know what? Like, the things that you might regret doing or saying or things like that, they have probably brought different experiences and different people and different things that you're dealing with and going through now that might be so different than what would have been.
Well, you
in a positive
way.
Kind
of like on a whim from Nebraska. Like,
yeah.
You said yes.
Yeah.
And you moved.
I mean, I moved to Austin not knowing a single soul. I moved here for a job and I was like, yep, I'm done. Like, I'm going. And, like, now I'm like, I'm never going back to Nebraska. Like, you know, I don't ever want to go back there. And
that's something,
like,
you might have regretted later in
exactly.
life had you not taken that opportunity.
Right, exactly. And so, or it could have been something that I regretted doing, even, like, if it didn't turn out so great. But the experience gave me something. I think every experience gives you something.
So
and
some,
I think realizing what it's giving you and how that's affecting your life now. And how it could affect your life
okay,
in the future.
Okay, but I will say that, like, if it wants to turn out good for you here, you should never regret, like, taking on a new experience or, like, trying something new because, I mean, I'm in the same boat. I moved here knowing zero people. Like, you were literally the first person I met in Austin. And, like, had it not turned out, I still never, ever have regretted, like, taking that leap of faith.
Yeah.
Thinking that this could have ended up great for
right.
me, and it did.
I mean,
so.
I agree. Like, I think, you know, some things are just worth the risk, you know?
Yeah, and the only thing I will say about this is if you do take that leap of faith, and you do, and things go good, that's great. But if things go bad, you have to know when it's time to say, I'm good.
But
you know
I think
mean?
You also have to realize, like, also, okay, like, even if things have gone bad, what have you gained, and what are you going to do different in the future? Because that's what's going to change you.
You gain some life lessons
absolutely.
There, and
that's
some growth.
That's going to make you stronger and grow into a better person, you know, no, whether it's positive or negative, it changes the person you are.
And that's how we bring it into, how do you decide what things are worth spending money on?
Oh gosh, don't even get to Lulu on this.
And we're rapid fire, right?
Oh boy.
Well, because we're doing a rapid fire. So here's the thing, you know, we've been through, we're like, hey, how do you avoid having regrets? And I think one of the things that a lot of people have regrets about is what they have spent money on previously, whether it's too many static things that they own, or it's life experiences and they didn't save enough money for the future. Whatever it might be, what is it that makes you decide, hey, this is worth spending money on and this is not? Because some people don't even have that distinction. Well, they just say, I'm going to spend money on whatever the hell I want.
They're like, I'm going to be super stingy and I'm going to save all my money.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm finding that material things are kind of not worth spending money on, like physical items, even like clothes and things. It's more for me, it's all about food or experiences. That's kind of it. I don't want to spend money on like anything like that could go in my house, basically. That's kind of where I draw the line.
But I also do feel like it definitely varies person to person, because some people really do experience great joy in physical things, and some people experience great joy in experiences. So it can definitely go both ways, where like I like to try new restaurants, I like to go new places and do different experiences, but it, like, I think a lot of people still like to have things.
Well, Miss Lulu, you were telling me to some extent. You were just telling me before the show, you were saying about how you watched an episode of Hoarders where this person literally had the